Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Do you know that Satan has the power to do miracles? Great things he can do. Is this boring to y'all? Okay, remember the story of Job. What God allowed Satan to do to Job. The great wind that came and destroyed his family. Remember, his kids are sitting there eating and drinking and having a good time, and that great wind came. It was Satan who did that. Satan has some power. Are you following? Killed all of Job's family, and then he lost his cattle, his sheep, and all his money. He was gone. Satan did that. And Job never cursed God. And Satan came back a second time. Well, I tell you what, if you'll let me touch him, you know, do something to do physically, he'll curse you to your face. And God said, okay, you can do that. You just can't kill him. I'm paraphrasing. You just can't take his life. So Satan was able to put a disease, whatever it was, people have ideas, from the top of Job's head to the bottom of his feet. I said all that to say that Satan has power, okay? Matter of fact, don't go around thinking you can defeat Satan on you. You can't do it, man. You can't do it. There's some things about that. Anyway, you know what? The only thing scares Satan, I hear these things, and I don't want to say I shudder, but we have to watch how we say this. When Satan comes, we plead the blood. I know what they're saying. I know what they're saying. But you don't get that out of the Bible. In the Bible, you get that out of the Bible. Do you know what scares Satan? The Word of God. Because he knows what's in this book. Matter of fact, he's read the last chapter. He knows what's in it. He knows, matter of fact, we read already that he knew his time was short. Remember when he's cast out of heaven? Michael the archangel defeats him, and Satan is cast upon this earth, and the angel flies about, woe unto the inhabitants of the earth, for Satan is cast down among you. And he knows his time is short. Satan knows this book. He knows he has 42 months to live before all this takes place. Anyway. They have power. They're going to do great signs and wonders. Verse number 13, and he doeth great wonders, speaking of the false prophet, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. Let me stretch your mind. Remember the two witnesses that were at the beginning of the tribulation period? I believe Moses and Elijah. What they had the power to call fire from heaven. Remember, we read that. Isn't it amazing? The false prophet does the same way, because the first 3.5 years, people were in awe of these two false. They couldn't kill them. They were killed when the Antichrist was killed and slain, and Satan gave him power. And then I believe it's the Antichrist who kills the two witnesses. That's a whole other story. Remember, they lay in state for 3.5 days, and all the world celebrates. Hey, they're dead. And God takes them. Remember all that? Okay. Am I going too fast? My head's just spinning with stuff, and I wish I could just throw it out there. I can't. I got to slow down. But he's able to do a lot of great things. Call fire from heaven. Hey, they could do it. Those two witnesses, I could do it too. And the world saw the two witnesses were dead and left, and wow. So they begin to follow the Antichrist and the false prophet. Isn't it amazing that men will follow them instead of following God? Same's true today. Same thing's true today. We tell people about Jesus Christ and they reject. No, we're going to go in this way. Same's going to be true during the tribulation period. Okay, verse number 14. Wow. And deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast and the Antichrist. Okay, so they're working together now. The false prophet and the Antichrist. And he's able to do miracles. Both of them can, but especially right now the false prophet. Saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image. This is very interesting. They should make an image to the beast which had the wound by the sword and did live. You get the picture. I want you to make kind of like they make Danny's going to Thailand and they worship Buddha over there, don't they? And make an image of Buddha, that little beady old fat guy, you know. Sits there. I shouldn't say that. Somebody may get mad at me, but he's kind of fat, ain't he? Fat Buddha. Anyway, they worship y'all are laughing at me. I probably shouldn't have said that, but he is fat. Okay. Was he a real person? He was a real person. He's in hell today. He didn't trust Christ as a Savior. But anyway, by the way, so is Muhammad. Amen. Let me tell you a true story. You remember a fellow by the name of President Andrew Jackson? He came to it when he was president, and he was a great man. And he came into a Baptist church, the story goes, and they, kind of like the Secret Service, came up and told the preacher that President Andrew Jackson will be in the congregation to tone his rhetoric down. Because Baptist preachers back then really preached about hell and sin and all. And so the president will be here to kind of tone your rhetoric down, you know. Anyway, the preacher started preaching, and Andrew Jackson, with President Andrew Jackson, was sitting there. And the preacher said, listen, if Andrew Jackson doesn't trust Christ as a Savior, he'll die and go to hell. After the service, President Andrew Jackson went up and shook that Baptist preacher's hand. He said, if I had a whole army of people like you, he said, I could defeat every person on the face of this earth. He wasn't scared to tell. Well, the false prophet, they're going to make an image that's going to look like the Antichrist. In verse number 15, this is very interesting. And he had power to give life. The word life is the word breath. Now, only God can create something from nothing. Are you following? Amen. Only, so don't get confused here. Only God can create. Let there be light, and there was light. In the beginning, God created the heavens. Only God can create something out of nothing. Satan cannot do that. You've heard the old joke about Satan told God, after God created Adam, he said, I can do that. Well, help yourself create a man. Well, Satan started putting together the dust of the earth and started creating a man. And God said, wait a minute, Satan, get your own dirt. Did y'all get that? I thought it was pretty cute. Get your own dirt. Make your own dirt. No, Satan cannot create. But he does have this power. He made some kind of an image. He gave life, literally that word breath, unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. Let me. I have a note here mentioned about that. This image is nothing like they have at Disney World. Remember the, y'all ever been to the Hall of Presidents? Never been there? Okay. Hall of Presidents, where they have like Abraham Lincoln. You've been there. I'm sure you've been there and all. They have Abraham Lincoln, all they kind of do this number, you know, and they start talking. They're a robotic figure. This will not be a robotic figure at all. It's going to be something that the world has never seen. That he actually going to have breath into the image of the beast. That the image could speak, nothing like they're doing at Disney World and those robots. Don't compare it. But he's able to speak, and as cause as many would not worship the image, should be killed. Verse number 16. And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads. And that no man might buy or sell save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here's wisdom. Let him that hunt have understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. Before we go any farther, we're talking a little bit about this mark of the beast. This is why so many people are trying to put names with numerical values. For instance, Hitler. Because it talks about, it's the number of a man. And his number, whoever this Antichrist is, his number is 666. So they start putting these equations together. Well, it was Nero, or it was this person, or it was Hitler, or Stalin, whoever these other people, or that whoever that president was, you know, whatever. And they try to figure all this out. Well, the Bible does not tell us who it is, so I just don't try to figure it out. I just know that there's going to be a literal mark. Now, let me talk a little bit about this literal mark.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.